Of the city of Cape Town, Jordan Hill-Lewis joins me on the line now. Jordan, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Nice to be with you, Africa.
It's lovely to be talking about the festive season coming up, the December holidays, the tourists who are going to be coming to South Africa on this first day of December. Let's perhaps start with the tourists, right? We've been certainly getting reports and press releases from not only your city administration, but also provincial government that we are seeing an improvement in the number of visitors to Cape Town. Not quite necessarily to pre-pandemic levels, but certainly a massive, massive improvement from the previous year. How are we going to ensure their safety while they enjoy the beautiful mother city?
Yes, all the numbers that we are seeing show that the visitor numbers are at around 90-95%, basically just at the pre-pandemic levels. And I'm sure that by the time we get to January, remember December is not usually our peak, it's actually January. By the time we get to January, I think we will be back at our pre-pandemic levels or above, which will be fantastic. So earlier this week, 2 days ago now, we launched a small dedicated law enforcement unit in partnership with the Western Cape government focusing on tourism safety. And they will be dedicated to some of the tourist hotspots around the city, like Table Mountain, the walking paths and the hiking paths, the Boerkop area, the CBD, and so on. And we just want to ensure that everyone visiting our city has a fantastic time and a safe time. And so we are rolling out this little dedicated unit, and it's been very positively received. I've had calls from several of the hotel groups just to say how grateful and what an important development that is, because we do know that one of the reasons that that tourists may still be hesitant to come to South Africa, whether it be to Kruger or to here, is concerns around safety. And we want to make sure that over time we diminish those concerns and we make this, you know, the number one place to visit.
Will this be a temporary structure, this unit announced jointly by the city and province, or I suppose after some time and assessment, will you consider putting it permanently in place?
Yeah, let's see how it goes. It will certainly be in place until March or April. In the winter, they may have much less work to do given the number of visitors in Cape Town in the winter. But, you know, it's certainly my intention to have it running every tourist peak season.
COVID-19, while we are seeing it as an endemic scenario now as opposed to a pandemic, still a concern. Yeah. China, for example, closing down many of its major cities, and we're seeing protests in reaction to that because of COVID-19. I know numbers are creeping up even within South Africa. The good news is that whatever strain is dominant right now is not making people severely ill nor killing them, but COVID-19 is still around. What measures are we taking to ensure that we have it under control?
Well, no, as it's moved into the endemic phase now, we really leave it to each individual passenger and the airline companies in particular to set their COVID policies. We hope that passengers are vaccinated. If they choose to wear a mask, that's their choice, that's up to them, or perhaps if their airline insists on it. But other than that, we are open for business and fully open without any COVID restrictions.
Indeed. Swimming pools is going to be a major attraction point. I know my nephew is intending to use the municipal swimming pools in the coming weeks. Some concerns around finalizing criminal clearance checks for lifeguards. How are we proceeding on that?
Yeah, it is taking extremely long. Obviously, we don't do the police clearance checks, and it's taking very long this year. We've got to get through a large number of them. More than 600 lifeguards are on duty, or should be on duty already, across the city at beaches and swimming pools. But as soon as those clearance checks are coming through, then those lifeguards are going on duty. And we're struggling to fill the last few positions, actually, to get qualified lifeguards to fill the last few. But we'll be at full capacity pretty soon.
Any indication as to when we are going to get to that full capacity? Because once again, particularly kids who will be sort of breaking for school holidays will want to make use of those swimming pools, and I need to be assured that it will be safe for them to do so.
It is our intention that by the 10th of this month, I think the schools break up on the 12th, by the 10th of this month, they need to all be ready so that the kids can go to the pools on the 12th.
All right. And then final question for me, Jordan. Civic Center, of course, is where we all pay for a whole host of services that we get from the city of Cape Town. Generally, people go on holiday at this time of the year. How is that going to affect the city's ability to deliver particularly in-person counter kind of services?
All of our vehicle license payment halls around the city are usually extremely busy during December. So we really ask residents to make use of our various online services. You can pay your municipal account online. You can pay it at EasyPay. You can pay it at Pick and Pay, ShopRite, Spar, Woolworths, lots of places. So you don't need to go inside or to one of our payment halls to pay your municipal account. You can also renew your vehicle license online. You can also book a If you do really want to go into one of our payment halls, then please just do remember that on the public holiday on the 16th of December, on Christmas Day and Boxing Day, on New Year's, on Old Year's Day and New Year's Day, and Tweede Nuwe Jaar on the 2nd of January, they will be closed. The only exceptions to that are those inside the malls. We've got a couple of payments and renewal stations inside the malls in Liberty Promenade, in Mitchell's Plain, in Table Bay Mall, and Lansdowne Corner Mall. They will be open as usual as per the mall's opening and closing times. But for the others, the 16th of December, the public holiday, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, Old Year's, New Year's, and Tweede Nuwe Jaar, they will be closed. Otherwise, they'll be open for business. But as I say, I really encourage people to use our full host of online try and avoid those queues.
No, indeed. I know I did say that it was a final question, but someone asking about Parliament. Currently, the Sydney plenary sessions are accommodated at City Hall as we wait for any repair work to be undertaken by Parliament. Quite a bit of activity following the three panel member reporting on their findings and recommendations yesterday. Is the city committed to make available the City Hall to Parliament for as long as Parliament needs?
Yes, we've already committed to the State of the Nation address in February. We will be hosting it, and we'll be doing so cost-free to Parliament for the venue hire, of course, for the equipment and so on. They'll need to get that. But you know, we are absolutely committed to helping. We do have City Hall is a very popular events destination and venue, and so it has some bookings in the year that will need to be carefully, you know, managed and moved if necessary. So we can't accommodate Parliament at all times, but our message to them has been, if you just let us know long in advance, we will always try to help as best we can, and we certainly will help for the big days like SONA and budget and so on.
All right. Mayor, thank you very much for your time today. Executive Mayor of the City of Cape Town, Jordan Hill-Lewis.